In the name of Jesus Christ, I testify. One morning in March 2020, as I was lying on my bed, I felt a big and hard lump on my left breast. And that discovery shocked me, which I have never felt before. Worries and fear overcame me as I do not know what to do, and at that moment, confusion and anxiety seems to have clouded my mind. Philippians 4 verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Later, I decided to discuss my condition with my family members and a church member seeking for advice. And the encouragement was to seek medical attention first and then leave everything to God in prayers. Following the advice, I made an appointment with a private hospital for medical checkup the following week. While waiting for the appointment date, I began to put the matter in my daily prayers, asking God either to remove this lump from my body or let the lump be benign and not cancerous tumor. When the medical appointment date arrived, the doctor did the ultrasound and mammogram on me, but the medical report was not what I had expected. The doctor did a biopsy on the lump. While waiting for the biopsy report, I requested prayers from my family members and church members. With concern and worries, I continued to put this matter in my prayers, requesting the merciful and gracious God to grant calmness within me and peaceful sleep in the night while waiting for the result. Philippians 4 verse 7, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Praise and glory to our God and Lord Jesus Christ, that He has granted my request through prayers, and hence I was calm when receiving the medical report from the doctor. The report confirmed the lump was a cancerous tumor, which I hope the news was the opposite. I accepted the medical report and began to learn to face my fate and new challenges ahead. With lingering thoughts of concern for the long period of treatment and pain ahead, I entrusted it to the Lord through prayers with intensity and began to pray even more and longer daily for God's mercy, guidance, and protection. In April 2020, the surgical appointment with the hospital was arranged. The surgeon began to remove the cancerous tumor and some parts of the lymph node to check if the cancer cell has spread to the other parts of my body. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ for His mercy and protection. The medical report shown that the cancer cell did not spread to other parts of my body at all. Again, all glory and thanks to our Almighty God. Psalms 55 verse 22. Cast your burden on the Lord and He will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. Within the treatment period of 6 months, I had to undergo chemotherapy 4 times first and then follow with radiotherapy 20 times. During treatment period, I experienced a lot of side effects, had difficulties in breathing, unable to sleep, fatigue, bone and body ache, skin itch and shingles. Some of these side effects lasted after the chemotherapy, but some continued after the radiotherapy treatment was completed. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Though I have experienced these side effects, Lord Jesus guided me through those difficult periods. He gave me spiritual strength to continue with my daily prayers, even at times I felt physically weak. During my prayers, He reminded me that I should not only be praying for myself, even though I am sick, but continue to pray for others who need our prayer. Praise to His wonderful name. Psalms 37 verse 5. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him, and He will act. I know that without our Lord Jesus walking with me throughout the whole journey, my recovery will be long, difficult, tough, and painful. During this journey, He allows me to learn, experience, and submit to His will, to accept my situation, to always trust and rely on Him for His peace and comfort and under any circumstances. All praises and glory to our Lord Jesus. I would like to thank our ministers, brothers and sisters, my family, for their continuous prayers and support. May our Lord Jesus remember your labor. Praise the Lord Jesus. May all glory be given unto his name. Amen.